Have you ever noticed how some individuals seem to remain unflustered by life's ups and downs, making wise decisions that often lead to success? In a world brimming with competition and ever-evolving challenges, mastering the art of wisdom isn't just an advantage, it's a necessity. Through the strategic application of Stoic principles, learn how to harness your mental acuity, control your emotions, and elevate your strategic thinking. This is your guide to not just keeping up, but staying ahead in the game of life. Have you ever noticed how some people seem to communicate effortlessly and effectively, making their points clearly and persuasively without ever seeming aggressive or overbearing? Today, we dive deep into the Stoic principles that empower you to outsmart everyone else, not by cunning, but by wisdom, tranquility, and a deep understanding of the human condition. Lesson 1. Mastering the art of reflective meditation. How often do you reflect on your day, analyzing your thoughts and actions with the intent to learn and improve? Stoic philosophy promotes a practice known as reflective meditation, which involves a deep, thoughtful review of one's daily experiences and the decisions made. This is not just casual thinking, but a structured process that leads to real personal growth and better outcomes in future scenarios. Marcus Aurelius, a revered Stoic philosopher, diligently practiced this form of meditation, often writing about its benefits in his personal journals. He believed that by examining his actions and motivations, he could understand himself better and align more closely with his principles of wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. How can you adopt this practice to enhance your decision-making and overall life strategy? Reflective meditation begins at the end of each day. Set aside a quiet time to ponder the day's events, focusing on situations where you felt emotional, made significant decisions, or faced challenges. Ask yourself, what were my initial reactions? Were they aligned with Stoic virtues? What can I learn from this? This practice encourages you to identify patterns in your behavior that may be detrimental or beneficial. For instance, you might discover that you react defensively to criticism, a realization that can lead you to adapt a more open and less reactive posture. How might changing this response improve your personal and professional relationships? Another key aspect of reflective meditation is the contemplation of alternatives. When reviewing the day's events, consider different ways you could have responded. This not only prepares you for similar situations in the future, but also enhances your problem-solving skills and creativity. What new approaches can you envision that align more closely with Stoic ideals? Reflective meditation also strengthens your sense of control over your reactions. Stoicism teaches that while we cannot control external events, we can control our responses. By regularly practicing reflective meditation, you cultivate a powerful, mindful approach to life. How might increased control over your reactions change your daily life? The benefits of this practice extend beyond personal growth. Reflective meditation can make you a better leader, partner, and friend. It encourages a life lived with intention and ethical consideration, qualities that naturally lead to more respected and effective interactions with others. How can enhancing these qualities change the way others perceive and interact with you? Lastly, make this practice a consistent part of your routine. Stoicism isn't about temporary changes, but about transforming how you interact with the world fundamentally and permanently. Challenge yourself to engage in reflective meditation nightly for the next month. What changes do you notice in your thoughts, emotions, and reactions? By mastering the art of reflective meditation, you empower yourself not just to react to life as it happens, but to actively shape your responses in ways that reflect wisdom and virtue. This Stoic practice helps you build a life not only of external success, but of internal peace and satisfaction. Remember, the goal isn't to outsmart everyone else by being superior, but by being profoundly grounded in Stoic wisdom and calm rationality. What insights will you gain tonight in your reflective meditation? Each session is a step towards a more thoughtful, effective, and tranquil life. Lesson 2. The strategic advantage of voluntary discomfort. Have you ever wondered how embracing challenges rather than avoiding them could significantly enhance your mental strength and strategic thinking? This lesson reveals how Stoic resilience can become your secret tool in outsmarting not just everyday challenges, but in mastering life itself. How often do you step out of your comfort zone on purpose? The Stoics believed that deliberately seeking out discomfort could fortify the soul and prepare one for the unpredictabilities of life. This practice, known as voluntary discomfort, involves choosing to endure hardships that are not necessary, with the intention of strengthening one's resolve and ability to handle future stress. This could be as simple as foregoing certain luxuries, or as challenging as embracing physical hardships. Seneca, one of the most prominent Stoic philosophers, regularly practiced poverty. He would spend periods of time wearing the cheapest clothing and eating the simplest food. He argued that this helped him face any potential future poverty without fear. Imagine applying this principle in your life. Periodically limiting your indulgences, such as dining out, could not only save money but also diminish the distress associated with financial constraint. The modern world often encourages comfort and ease, but Stoicism teaches that too much comfort can lead to complacency and a diminished capacity to deal with adversity. By voluntarily putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations, we train our minds to not be overly reactive to changes in our circumstances. How might this training improve your ability to stay calm and strategic in stressful situations? Practicing voluntary discomfort also helps develop empathy and understanding towards others who may be less fortunate or facing difficulties that we have not experienced. When you have personally experienced hardship, even by choice, you are better equipped to understand and support others in their struggles. How can increasing your empathy make you a more effective leader, partner, or friend? This practice also encourages gratitude for what we often take for granted. When you voluntarily abstain from certain comforts, you become more appreciative of them when you do have them. This sense of gratitude can create a more positive outlook on life, which is linked to better health, longer life expectancy, and improved problem-solving abilities. What comforts could you abstain from temporarily to enhance your gratitude? In practical terms, start small with voluntary discomfort. Try taking cold showers, fasting for a day, or using public transport instead of driving. Each act of voluntary discomfort, no matter how small, builds mental toughness and reduces the fear associated with potential loss or hardship. How might these small practices prepare you for bigger life challenges? Another benefit of this practice is the development of discipline and willpower. Each time you choose discomfort over comfort, you strengthen your willpower, making it easier to make tough decisions and resist harmful impulses in the future. This discipline can be transformative in all areas of life, from personal health to professional achievements. How can enhanced discipline lead to better outcomes in your personal and professional life? As you continue to explore and implement Stoic practices like voluntary discomfort, reflect on how they change your perceptions and interactions. Stoicism isn't just about enduring life's challenges, but actively engaging with them to foster growth, resilience, and true contentment. What will your next challenge be, and how will you use it to fortify your Stoic virtues? By integrating the practice of voluntary discomfort into your life, you not only gain a strategic advantage over external circumstances, but also cultivate a profound inner strength that many lack. This lesson in Stoicism encourages you to not just endure, but to thrive, using every challenge as a stepping stone to greater wisdom and satisfaction. What discomfort will you choose to conquer next? Lesson 3. Cultivating objective judgment. How often do you find yourself swayed by biases or clouded by emotions in decision-making? Stoicism teaches us the power of objective judgment, seeing situations as they truly are without the distortion of personal feelings or prejudices. This skill is crucial, not only in personal growth but in achieving success in various aspects of life. By mastering objective judgment, you can approach every challenge with clarity and make decisions that are based on fact rather than emotion. Objective judgment begins with the understanding that our initial impressions can be misleading. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus advised that we should not be carried away by the vividness of an impression, but should add the power of reason to our reaction. For instance, when receiving criticism, instead of reacting defensively, assess it calmly, determine whether it holds truth and how it can be used for improvement. How can this approach change your response to criticism at work or in personal relationships? The practice of suspending immediate judgment allows us to respond rather than react. This means taking a moment to process events and information without allowing automatic emotional responses to take over. It involves asking yourself, is my reaction justified? Is there another way to view this situation? This pause can be the difference between a wise decision and a regrettable one. To cultivate objective judgment, engage in practices that enhance self-awareness and mindfulness. Daily meditation can be a tool to calm the mind and provide a clearer platform for decision-making. Mindfulness helps us recognize our emotional states and detach from them when making decisions. How might incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine improve your decision-making processes? Another key aspect of developing objective judgment is to actively seek out different perspectives. By understanding various viewpoints, we can form a more rounded and less biased view of the situation at hand. This does not mean always agreeing with these views, but considering them in your decision-making process. How can seeking diverse perspectives enhance your problem-solving skills at work? Objective judgment also involves recognizing the limits of our knowledge and being open to learning. Admitting that we do not know everything and being willing to adjust our opinions in the light of new evidence is a hallmark of wisdom. This openness not only enriches our understanding, but also shields us from the arrogance of certainty. What areas of your life could benefit from a more open and learning-oriented approach? In terms of practical application, make a habit of journaling your thoughts and decisions. Reflect on the reasons behind your decisions and evaluate their outcomes. Were they based on objective reasoning, or were they influenced by transient emotions or biases? This practice can sharpen your judgment and help you learn from past mistakes. As we integrate the practice of objective judgment into our daily lives, we begin to see the world more clearly and act within it more wisely. Remember, the goal of Stoic practices is not merely to cope with life but to thrive in it, using our inner resources to create the best outcomes. What decisions will you apply your objective judgment to this week? How will you ensure that your conclusions are free from personal bias? By mastering objective judgment, you gain a significant strategic advantage in navigating life's complexities. You will not only outsmart challenges, but also pave the way for more meaningful and successful interactions. This Stoic key opens doors to a life of more profound understanding and effectiveness. Embrace it and watch how your world changes. What will be the next step in your journey towards mastering Stoic wisdom? Lesson 4: Mastering the Art of Stoic Communication. Mastering this skill not only enhances your personal and professional relationships, but also solidifies your ability to influence, persuade, and understand others. Have you ever noticed how some people seem to communicate effortlessly and effectively, making their points clearly and persuasively, without ever seeming aggressive or overbearing? Stoicism teaches that the key to such effective communication lies in a balance of clarity, empathy, and rationality. By embracing these elements, you can transform not only how you express yourself, but also how you listen and respond to others, thereby enhancing every interaction you engage in. Effective communication starts with clarity of thought, which comes from the Stoic practice of organized and rational thinking. Before you speak, take the time to clearly formulate your thoughts. Ask yourself, what is the main message I want to convey? How can I express it in the simplest terms? Clarity in communication prevents misunderstandings and builds a strong foundation for meaningful dialogue. Empathy is another crucial component of Stoic communication. It involves more than just understanding another person's feelings. It requires you to consider their thoughts, feelings, and motivations within the context of your conversation. When you communicate with empathy, you're not just exchanging information, you're also building trust and rapport. How might showing genuine interest and understanding in the perspectives of others improve your relationships? Rationality in communication means staying grounded in reason and logic, especially during disagreements or debates. The Stoics believed that allowing emotions to dictate your responses can lead to conflict and confusion. Instead, focus on presenting your arguments logically and listening calmly to others. How can maintaining a rational approach help you navigate challenging conversations more effectively? Active listening is a skill that many overlook, but is vital for effective communication. It involves fully concentrating on the speaker, understanding their message, and responding thoughtfully. Active listening shows respect for your conversational partner and helps you grasp the nuances of their points more accurately. How often do you practice active listening, and what changes might you make to become a better listener? Questioning is another powerful tool in the Stoic communicator's arsenal. Asking thoughtful, relevant questions not only clarifies your understanding, but also encourages others to consider their positions more deeply. It can stimulate further thought, promote exchange of ideas, and deepen understanding on both sides. What types of questions could you ask to foster more insightful discussions? Feedback, both giving and receiving, is essential in honing your communication skills. Constructive feedback helps others improve their ideas and presentations, while being open to receiving feedback can significantly enhance your own skills and approaches. Consider how you can deliver feedback in a way that is helpful and encouraging, rather than critical or demeaning. Finally, practicing the art of silence can be just as powerful as speaking. Knowing when to pause in a conversation allows for reflection and emphasizes the importance of the points made. Silence can also be a strategic tool to encourage others to open up or to diffuse tension. How might you incorporate thoughtful pauses into your conversations to enhance the overall communication experience? As you continue to apply these Stoic principles to your daily communications, observe the shifts in how others react and respond to you. Mastering the art of communication not only positions you to influence and lead effectively, but also deepens your relationships and understanding of the world around you. What steps will you take this week to improve your communication skills, and how will you measure your progress? By embracing and practicing Stoic communication, you equip yourself with a powerful tool to navigate life's complexities and relationships more skillfully. This Stoic key not only opens doors to personal and professional growth, but also enriches every interaction, making you a more thoughtful, respected, and effective communicator. What new challenges in communication will you tackle next, and how will Stoicism guide your journey? Lesson 5. Embracing the power of adversity. Now we shift our focus towards a seemingly counterintuitive yet profoundly impactful aspect of Stoic philosophy: embracing the power of adversity. The Stoics saw adversity not as a hindrance, but as an essential element of growth and self-discovery. This lesson explores how facing challenges with a Stoic mindset can transform obstacles into stepping stones towards personal mastery and unparalleled strategic thinking. Why do you think some of the most successful people often recount their failures as the most important parts of their journey? The Stoics teach us that adversity introduces us to ourselves, revealing our resilience and capacity for adaptation. It is through overcoming difficulties that we forge our character and cultivate virtues such as courage, perseverance, and temperance. Each challenge you face is an opportunity to test these virtues in real-life scenarios. Consider the Stoic practice of premeditatio malorum, which involves the anticipation of potential challenges and setbacks. This mental rehearsal is not about pessimism, but about preparing oneself to face the worst-case scenarios with composure and determination. How might imagining and mentally preparing for adversity improve your ability to handle crises when they actually occur? The process of embracing adversity also teaches us the critical skill of problem-solving. Each obstacle requires a unique solution, and facing numerous challenges sharpens your ability to think critically and creatively. Ask yourself, what alternative solutions could you develop when faced with a difficult problem? How can you apply Stoic wisdom to innovate and pivot when plans fall through? In cultivating resilience, Stoics also emphasize the importance of maintaining a sense of detachment from both success and failure. This balanced perspective prevents extreme emotional responses that could cloud judgment or lead to rash decisions. How might maintaining a calm and balanced demeanor in the face of adversity impact your decision-making processes and outcomes? Adversity also serves as a powerful tool for teaching humility, a crucial virtue in the Stoic philosophy. It reminds us of our limitations and the uncontrollable nature of external circumstances. Reflect on how recognizing your vulnerabilities can actually strengthen your leadership and personal relationships by making you more approachable and relatable. Networking and seeking guidance are also key when navigating through difficult times. The Stoics believed in the value of wisdom from others who have faced similar challenges. How often do you reach out for advice or mentorship when encountering obstacles? Consider how expanding your support network can provide new perspectives and strategies that you might not have considered on your own. Lastly, the documentation of your experiences with adversity can serve as a valuable tool for reflection and learning. Keeping a journal where you detail the challenges you faced, the strategies you employed, and the outcomes achieved can provide insights into your growth over time. How can revisiting past adversities help you prepare for future challenges? By actively embracing adversity, you cultivate a robust framework for personal and professional development. This Stoic approach not only enhances your ability to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs, but also positions you as a wise and capable leader in the eyes of others. What new adversity will you choose to confront head-on, and how will it serve your growth on the path to outsmarting everyone else? Lesson 6. The Art of Self-Control. As we delve deeper into the Stoic keys that equip us to outsmart others, we now explore a vital component, the art of self-control. Stoicism places great emphasis on mastering one's impulses and desires as a means to achieve true freedom and effectiveness in all aspects of life. This lesson focuses on how cultivating self-control can significantly enhance your decision-making abilities, boost your resilience, and sharpen your competitive edge in both personal and professional spheres. Self-control is fundamental in Stoicism because it empowers individuals to govern their reactions to both external events and internal emotions. By mastering self-control, you align your actions with reason instead of fleeting emotions or superficial desires. Imagine how mastering your responses, regardless of the circumstances, could improve your leadership presence and decision-making clarity. Developing self-control begins with understanding your impulses. The Stoics teach us to observe our desires and aversions without immediately acting on them. This practice of mindfulness allows you to recognize the space between stimulus and response, giving you the power to choose a reasoned action over a reflexive reaction. How often do you pause to reflect before responding to a challenging situation or temptation? One effective Stoic exercise for enhancing self-control is voluntary hardship, similar to voluntary discomfort discussed earlier. By intentionally choosing less comfortable options, you train yourself to resist indulgence and maintain discipline even in minor matters. This could be as simple as not indulging in a luxury you can easily afford, or choosing a more challenging path to strengthen your resolve. How might regular practice of voluntary hardship fortify your self-control in more significant challenges? Self-control also means managing your time and energy effectively. The Stoics valued the prudent use of time as essential to living a purposeful life. By controlling your schedule and commitments, you avoid overextension and maintain the energy needed for high-priority tasks and decisions. Consider how implementing strict boundaries with your time might increase your productivity and focus. Moreover, self-control extends to emotional intelligence, particularly in handling interpersonal relationships. By managing your emotions, you can respond to others in a way that fosters cooperation and respect rather than conflict. This is crucial in negotiations or leadership roles where the stakes are high. How can improved emotional self-control change the dynamics in your professional interactions? Another dimension of self-control involves setting and adhering to long-term goals. The Stoics were proponents of living according to nature, which included fulfilling one's role in society and personal life through reasoned choices. Setting clear, rational goals and persistently working towards them without being swayed by external pressures exemplifies Stoic self-control. What long-term goals have you set, and how are you ensuring your daily actions align with achieving them? Finally, self-control is about consistency and practice. The true test of a Stoic is not in mastering theory, but in living according to the principles day in and day out. Regular self-assessment helps maintain this consistency, allowing you to adjust behaviors and keep your actions aligned with Stoic virtues. How regularly do you assess your progress in cultivating self-control? And what measures do you use to evaluate your effectiveness? Embracing the Stoic discipline of self-control is not merely about denying yourself pleasures or becoming unemotional. Instead, It's about creating a life that is led by reason and virtue, ensuring that every decision contributes to your overall well-being and purpose. As you continue to practice and strengthen your self-control, observe how it not only makes you more resilient, but also positions you as a model of stability and reliability in the eyes of others. What new strategies will you implement to enhance your self-control starting today? Lesson 7: Fostering Intellectual Humility. Building on our exploration of Stoic principles that enhance our ability to outsmart challenges and navigate complex scenarios, we now turn to the vital concept of intellectual humility. This Stoic virtue is not merely about modesty in one's knowledge, but involves recognizing the limits of that knowledge and being open to learning more. Intellectual humility positions you to gain deeper insights and make wiser decisions, which is crucial in both personal growth and professional advancement. Intellectual humility allows us to remain open to new information and alternative perspectives, a trait that is increasingly valuable in our interconnected and rapidly changing world. By acknowledging that you do not know everything, you become more receptive to the ideas and expertise of others. This can lead to innovative solutions and more effective problem solving. How often do you find yourself assuming you have all the answers? And how might that be limiting your potential? The practice of intellectual humility starts with self-awareness. It requires you to critically assess your thoughts and beliefs, identifying areas where your understanding may be incomplete or biased. This is not an easy task. It demands honesty and courage to challenge one's own ego. Consider implementing regular reflection sessions where you question your assumptions and evaluate the validity of your beliefs. Another aspect of fostering intellectual humility involves engaging with diverse viewpoints. This doesn't mean simply hearing others, but actively listening and considering their perspectives as potentially valid. Such engagement not only broadens your understanding, but also strengthens your relationships by showing respect for others' experiences and knowledge. How can you create more opportunities to engage with people whose views challenge your own? Intellectual humility also enhances your adaptability in the face of change. By accepting that you do not know everything, you remain agile, able to pivot and learn new skills or adjust your plans based on new information. This adaptability is a key component of leadership and success in any field, especially in industries that are subject to rapid technological advancements or market changes. In discussions and debates, intellectual humility manifests as the ability to concede points when evidence contradicts your position. This builds credibility and trust, as people are more likely to engage openly with someone who demonstrates fairness and respect for truth. How might improving your ability to concede points in a debate affect your personal and professional relationships? Teaching others can also be a powerful way to cultivate intellectual humility. When you explain your knowledge to someone else, you not only reinforce your own learning, but may also discover gaps in your understanding. This reciprocal learning environment benefits everyone involved and fosters a culture of mutual growth. What opportunities do you have to teach others? And how might this help you identify areas for your own learning? Lastly, maintaining intellectual humility involves recognizing and celebrating the achievements and intelligence of others. By elevating those around you, you not only build a supportive network, but also create an environment where ideas flourish and collective intelligence is valued over individual ego. How can you better recognize and celebrate the contributions of others in your circle? Intellectual humility is not about downplaying your intelligence, but about leveraging it to foster continuous learning and improvement. By embracing this Stoic key, you prepare yourself to navigate the complexities of life and work with wisdom and effectiveness. What steps will you take this week to practice intellectual humility? And how will this practice enhance your ability to outsmart everyone else? Lesson 8: The Virtue of Consistency. As we advance through our series on Stoic keys to outsmart everyone else, we explore a principle central not only to Stoicism, but to any philosophy or system of improvement: consistency. Consistency is the bedrock upon which virtues are built, habits are formed, and long-term success is achieved. In this lesson, we will uncover how a steadfast dedication to consistency in all aspects of life can significantly enhance your ability to make wise decisions, build strong relationships, and maintain a clear focus on your goals. consistency in Stoicism involves the regular practice of its principles, such as rational thinking, self-control, and reflective meditation. By applying these practices daily, you train yourself to respond to life's challenges with equanimity and wisdom. Consistency helps embed these responses as second nature, ensuring you are better prepared when faced with stress or adversity. How consistently do you apply Stoic practices in your daily life? And what might be the impact of increasing your dedication to these habits? Building a routine around Stoic practices can greatly aid in maintaining consistency. Start and end your day with a few minutes of reflection or meditation. This not only sets the tone for the day, but also provides closure and a chance to assess the day's events through a Stoic lens. Regularly scheduling these practices makes it more likely that they will stick and become ingrained in your daily life. What routines could you establish or enhance to promote greater consistency in your Stoic practices? Consistency also plays a crucial role in building trust and reliability in personal and professional relationships. When people know what to expect from you, they are more likely to trust and respect you. This predictability comes from being consistent in your words and actions, aligning them with your principles and fulfilling your commitments. How might enhancing your consistency improve your relationships and reputation? The challenges to maintaining consistency are many, including loss of motivation, distractions, and emotional upheavals. To counter these, Stoics advocate focusing on the process rather than the outcome. Embrace small, manageable actions that contribute to larger goals, and find satisfaction in the daily discipline itself rather than just the end results. How can focusing on the process rather than the outcome help you maintain consistency even when motivation wanes? Consistency and self-discipline extends to how you manage failures and setbacks. Viewing these as part of the learning process and consistently applying Stoic principles to analyze and overcome them helps prevent the same mistakes from reoccurring. This approach turns failures into valuable lessons that strengthen rather than weaken your resolve. Can you think of a recent setback that could be reevaluated as a learning opportunity through a more consistent application of Stoic reasoning? In addition to personal growth, consistency is vital in leadership. A leader who consistently demonstrates Stoic virtues such as courage, justice, and wisdom inspires confidence and loyalty in their team. This consistent behavior models how challenges should be approached and problems solved, creating a strong and cohesive team. What changes could you make to ensure more consistent leadership practices? Lastly, remember that consistency is not about rigidity. It allows for flexibility and adaptation as circumstances change. The key is to maintain your Stoic principles, even as you adjust your strategies. This balance between consistency and adaptability is crucial in a constantly changing world. How can you better balance consistency with the need to adapt to new situations? Consistency is a powerful tool in the Stoic arsenal, essential for mastering yourself and outsmarting life's complexities. As you continue to integrate consistency into your daily practices, observe how it transforms not only your ability to handle challenges, but also your overall life satisfaction and success. What steps will you commit to this week to enhance your consistency? And how will these changes propel you closer to your goals? Lesson 9, the discipline of ascent. As we further our exploration into the Stoic principles that arm us with the ability to outsmart challenges and excel in our endeavors, we encounter the discipline of ascent. This principle is about consciously choosing how and what we consent to in terms of our beliefs and judgments. Mastering the discipline of ascent allows us to respond to situations not merely based on instinct or impulse, but through deliberate, rational thought. By cultivating this discipline, we enhance our ability to make decisions that are aligned with our deepest values and principles, thereby increasing our effectiveness and inner harmony. The discipline of ascent is grounded in the Stoic belief that it is not external events that disturb us, but our judgments about them. Every moment of the day, we are confronted with choices about what to believe and how to react. When we practice the discipline of ascent, we pause to evaluate these impulses and decide whether or not they align with reality and our rational best interests. Consider how often you react to situations automatically. What could change if you took a moment to assess your initial judgments? To develop this discipline, begin by observing your thoughts throughout the day. Notice when you are making automatic judgments about people or events. Ask yourself, is this judgment based on complete and accurate information? And does this belief promote my virtue and happiness? By questioning your judgments, you train yourself to give or withhold assent more wisely. How might this practice affect your daily stress levels and interpersonal relationships? Another practical step is to challenge your assumptions regularly. We often operate under many unexamined beliefs that can skew our interpretations and reactions. By identifying and scrutinizing these assumptions, we can free ourselves from biases and respond more appropriately to life's challenges. What assumptions could you start challenging today to improve your clarity and decision-making? Stoics also teach that we should practice assent, not only in response to our judgments, but also in our actions. Every action should be a conscious choice that contributes to our overall purpose in life. This means regularly aligning your actions with your values and goals, ensuring that each step you take is intentional and meaningful. How aligned are your daily actions with your long-term goals? The discipline of assent also involves managing emotional reactions. By withholding assent from initial emotional impulses, we can choose responses that are more balanced and constructive. This doesn't mean suppressing emotions, but rather understanding them before deciding how to act on them. Consider a recent emotional reaction you had. Could a pause to assess your assent have led to a different outcome? Moreover, practicing the discipline of assent enhances our integrity and authenticity. When our actions consistently reflect our rational and well-considered beliefs, we live with integrity. This congruence between belief and action not only builds self-respect but also earns the respect of others. How might enhancing your consistency in this area improve your personal and professional relationships? Finally, assent in Stoicism is a path to freedom. By mastering the ability to choose our beliefs and reactions, we gain freedom from external pressures and internal confusion. This freedom is the ultimate goal of Stoic practice, leading to peace and empowerment. Reflect on how developing stronger control over your assent could free you in areas where you currently feel pressured or conflicted. The discipline of assent is a powerful tool in the Stoic toolkit for navigating life wisely and effectively. As you continue to practice this discipline, observe how it changes your interactions and your internal state. What will be your focus in the coming week to strengthen your ability to assent wisely, and how do you expect it to impact your life? Lesson 10. The practice of strategic withdrawal. In our final lesson on the Stoic keys that enable us to outsmart life's challenges, we explore the practice of strategic withdrawal. This Stoic principle is not about retreat in the face of difficulty, but rather the intelligent conservation of our energy and focus. By choosing when and where to engage our efforts, we can apply our resources in the most effective manner, ensuring that we are not only reacting to life, but actively shaping our path in it. Strategic withdrawal teaches us the importance of pacing ourselves, making it a crucial tactic for sustaining long-term success and well-being. Strategic withdrawal is rooted in the Stoic understanding of the dichotomy of control, recognizing what is within our power to change and what is not. By withdrawing our energy from uncontrollable external outcomes and focusing instead on our own actions and responses, we optimize our effectiveness and maintain our peace of mind. Think about the areas in your life where you might be exerting effort with little to no return. How could applying strategic withdrawal improve your focus and productivity? To practice strategic withdrawal effectively, start by assessing your daily activities and responsibilities. Identify which of these contribute to your key goals and which do not. This requires honest self-assessment, and occasionally, hard decisions might have to be made to let go of tasks or commitments that do not align with your larger objectives. What are the tasks or commitments you might consider withdrawing from to better align with your goals? Another aspect of strategic withdrawal involves emotional investments. Stoicism teaches us to maintain a certain detachment from outcomes while caring deeply about our effort and integrity. By strategically withdrawing your emotional investment from the results, you can remain more balanced and objective whether you succeed or fail. How might changing your emotional investments alter your experience of stress and anxiety? Strategic withdrawal also means knowing when to take a step back for rest and reflection. The Stoics valued the importance of rest not as idleness, but as a necessary part of active life, allowing for recovery and contemplation. Regular periods of withdrawal recharge your mental and physical batteries and provide an opportunity to reflect on your progress and recalibrate your strategies. Consider how integrating scheduled periods of withdrawal into your routine could enhance your overall effectiveness and resilience. In personal relationships, strategic withdrawal can help maintain harmony and perspective. It involves choosing moments to engage in deep discussions or confrontations wisely, rather than reacting impulsively to every provocation. This not only prevents unnecessary conflicts, but also ensures that when you do choose to engage, it's with thoughtfulness and purpose. How could practicing withdrawal in your personal interactions change the dynamics of those relationships? From a professional standpoint, strategic withdrawal can be used to avoid burnout. It allows you to delegate tasks where appropriate, prioritize projects according to their true value, and sometimes even postpone decisions until more information is available or conditions are more favorable. Reflect on how adopting this approach at work could lead to better decision-making and a more sustainable career path. Strategic withdrawal also supports lifelong learning, a key Stoic goal. By occasionally stepping back from active engagements, you give yourself the opportunity to pursue new knowledge and skills that can be crucial for future challenges. Think about how periods of withdrawal dedicated to learning could contribute to your personal and professional growth. Lastly, the practice of strategic withdrawal culminates in the wise conservation of your most valuable resource, your attention. In a world that constantly demands our focus and energy, learning when to withdraw and where to engage more fully empowers you to live more deliberately. As we conclude this series, consider how you can apply strategic withdrawal in various aspects of your life to not just survive but thrive in the complexities of modern living. What steps will you take to implement this practice moving forward, and how do you anticipate it will enhance your capacity to outsmart life's challenges? As you apply these timeless principles to your life, remember that true wisdom lies not just in learning but in action. Continue to challenge yourself, refine your strategies, and embrace the path of growth and resilience. Until next time, keep outsmarting challenges and shaping your destiny with the sharpness of Stoic wisdom. Stay curious, stay resilient, and transform your life, one thoughtful step at a time.